Introduction and Preface to The Tale of a Tub
by Jonathan Swift. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Introduction. To the Right Honourable John Lord Somers. My Lord, though the author has written a large dedication, yet that being addressed to a prince whom I am never likely to have the honour of being known to, a person besides, as far as I can observe, not at all regarded or thought on by any of our present writers, and I being wholly free from that slavery which booksellers usually lie under to the caprices of authors, I think it a wise piece of presumption to inscribe these papers to your lordship, and to implore your lordship's protection of them. God and your lordship know their faults and their merits, for as to my own particular, I am altogether a stranger to the matter, and though everybody else should be equally ignorant, I do not fear the sale of the book at all the worse upon that score. Your lordship's name on the front in capital letters will at any time get off one edition. Neither would I desire any other help to grow an alderman than a patent for sole privilege of dedicating to your lordship. I should now, in right of a dedicator, give your lordship a list of your own virtues, and at the same time be very unwilling to offend your modesty. But chiefly I should celebrate your liberality towards men of great parts and small fortunes, and give you broad hints that I mean myself. And I was just going on in the usual method to peruse 100 or 2 of dedications, and transcribe an abstract to be applied to your lordship, but I was diverted by a certain accident. For upon the covers of these papers I casually observed, written in large letters, the two following words, detur denissimo, which, for aught I knew, might contain some important meaning. But it unluckily fell that none of the authors I employ understood Latin, though I have them often in pay to translate out of that language. I was therefore compelled to have recourse to the curate of our parish, who Englished it thus, "Let it be given to the worthiest," and his comment was that the author meant his work should be dedicated to the sublimest genius of the age for wit, learning, judgment, eloquence, and wisdom. I called at a poet's chamber, who works for my shop, in an alley hard by, showed him the translation, and desired his opinion, who it was that the author could mean. He told me, after some consideration, that vanity was a thing he abhorred, but by the description he thought himself to be the person aimed at, and at the same time he very kindly offered his own assistance, gratis, towards penning a dedication to himself. I desired him, however, to give a second guess. "Why then," said he, "it must be I or my Lord Somers, for from thence I went to several other wits of my acquaintance, with no small hazard and weariness to my person, from a prodigious number of dark winding stairs, but found them all in the same story, both of your lordship and themselves. Now your lordship is to understand that this proceeding was not of my own invention, for I have somewhere heard it as a maxim that those to whom everybody allows the second place have an undoubted title to the first. This infallibly convinced me that your lordship was the person intended by the author, but being very unacquainted in the style and form of dedications, I employed those wits aforesaid to furnish me with hints and materials towards a panegyric upon your lordship's virtues. In 2 days they brought me 10 sheets of paper, filled up on every side. They swore to me that they had ransacked whatever could be found in the characters of Socrates, Aristides, Epaminondas, Cato, Tully, Atticus, and other hard names which I cannot now recollect. However, I have reason to believe they imposed upon my ignorance, because when I came to read over their collections there was not a syllable there but what I and everybody else knew as well as themselves. Therefore I grievously suspect a cheat, and that these authors of mine stole and transcribed every word from the universal report of mankind, so that I took upon myself as 50 shillings out of pocket to no manner of purpose. If by altering the title I could make the same material serve for another dedication, as my betters have done, it would help to make up my loss. But I have made several persons dip here and there in those papers, and before they read 3 lines they have all assured me plainly that they cannot possibly be applied to any person besides your lordship. I expected indeed to have heard of your lordship's bravery at the head of an army, of your undaunted courage in mounting a breach or scaling a wall, or to have had your pedigree traced in a lineal descent from the House of Austria, or of your wonderful talent
Sample complete. Ready to continue?